All right, so let's say you're about to start prepping for that ACCA TXUK exam.
Big one, yeah.
Yeah, exciting stuff. And you've got the March-June 2024 examiner's report, which is
Be
honestly like
huge.
the first thing you should grab. Right. These reports are like pure gold.
They are. They are.
They really are.
They're like getting a sneak peek right into the examiner's mind,
Exactly.
understanding what they're looking for,
Yeah.
where students usually trip up.
Yeah.
That can be honestly just as important as knowing all the tax rules themselves.
It's true, yeah.
Especially, when you're just starting out.
It's like having that roadmap, right?
Yeah.
Showing you where those pitfalls are
Exactly.
so you don't, fall in.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this particular report covers all three sections of the exam, A, B, and C, which is super helpful, right?
Yeah, very helpful.
To tailor your study plan right from the beginning.
One thing that really stuck out to me in this report
Yeah.
is how it emphasizes understanding the syllabus holistically. Okay.
So it's not just about memorizing all these little facts in isolation.
Right.
It's about connecting those dots,
Really?
seeing how all the different areas of taxation link up.
Yeah.
And that's something to, I'd say, keep in mind right from day one when you start preparing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, for example, you might know all the capital gains rules,
Right.
but can you actually use those in a real world scenario?
Yeah.
Like the expansion LTD case in Section B.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it gets,
That's where the rubber hits the road,
Really? Yeah.
It's one thing to know it in theory,
Yeah.
but to be able to apply
Right,
it.
try it, yeah.
And what I found fascinating is the examiner highlights how like these tiny little details, can really trip you up.
Okay.
So like in question five, where they're talking about the cost of getting rid of land,
Right.
it's not just enough to know those basic
Yeah.
rules. You've got to think about things like market value proportions and clearing costs.
Right. And how those all work together.
Yeah.
So doing practice questions is going to be
That's into your
your
learning.
best friend here. It's going to help you really refine those application skills.
Right. So it sounds like attention to detail is key then.
Definitely.
The report also delves into Section A, those objective test questions,
Yes.
and they really stress revising the entire syllabus for this section.
For sure.
No cherry picking,
No shortcuts.
no
You
shortcut.
gotta know it all.
Yeah.
But even though there are no shortcuts, the examples they give
Yeah.
are still really valuable. Like
Yeah.
the one about Mina's earnings and her national insurance contributions.
Right.
The hard part there wasn't like knowing the NIC rules perfectly.
Yeah.
It was understanding which parts of Mina's pay were actually relevant for the calculation.
Oh, I see.
So it's not just knowing the rules,
Right.
it's knowing which rules to use in each situation.
Yeah, it's like a whole other level
It
of
is.
skill set.
It's about reading carefully, breaking the information down,
Yeah.
and making sure you're answering the exact question they're asking.
Right, okay.
And that's a habit you want to start early.
From the beginning.
Yeah, in your prep.
So we've talked about the importance of that holistic understanding,
Yeah.
attention to detail.
Yeah.
What else should someone who's just starting their TXUK prep be thinking about?
Well, the report highlights this common trap that a lot of students fall into,
Okay.
especially in Section C,
Right.
which is where you tackle those constructed response questions, the ones.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get bogged down in like these big
All
calculations and
right.
lose sight of the bigger picture.
It's like you get lost in the weeds
Yeah,
and
exactly. Yeah.
forget what the question was actually asking.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the examiner specifically warns against wasting time redoing calculations that are already given to you.
Okay.
They want to see that you get the concepts and that you can apply them to different situations.
So it's not just about being a human calculator.
No.
It's about being able to think critically. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And analyze what's going on.
Analyze, yeah.
Now, speaking of analyzing, let's have a look at the data scenario in Section C.
Okay.
This one wants you to adjust trading profits
Right.
and work out the taxable income bits.
Okay.
Sounds simple enough, right? But the examiner points out how easy it is to miss those quote unquote simple adjustments
Right.
if you're not paying attention
To the
to
details.
the details
It's
exactly.
like they're saying you can memorize all the rules,
Yeah.
but can you actually put them into practice?
Exactly. And that's where the real learning happens,
Right.
This report's all about bridging that gap
Yeah.
between knowing the theory and knowing how to apply it.
So, for someone starting their TXUK prep, this report is kind of like a treasure map then,
Oh, I like that analogy. Yeah.
leading them to,
To those key skills and the knowledge they need to succeed.
But where do they start? How do they actually use this map?
Well, the first thing is don't panic. right? Don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
The examiners actually like laid it all out for you, you know,
yeah.
highlighted the common errors,
yeah.
giving you detailed feedback on specific questions.
So it's like they're saying, hey, I know this exam's tough.
Yeah.
But here are the things that people tend to struggle with.
Exactly. Focus your energy.
Focus your energy. Yeah.
Like in section C, for instance,
okay.
they break down not just the right answers, but the common mistakes.
Right.
And how to avoid them.
That's helpful.
It's like having your own personal tutor, you know,
yeah.
walking you through the hard parts.
And especially when you're just starting out, that's super helpful.
Oh, absolutely.
You might not know where to even, like, begin.
Yeah, where to focus.
To focus, yeah.
Exactly.
Are there any specific areas they highlight?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That someone brand new to TXUK should, like, really zero in on?
Definitely.
Yeah.
One thing they really stress is understanding how the different areas of taxation all link up.
Okay.
So, for example, in that question about turning the partnership into AAA LTD.
Right, right.
You need to think about the partner's own tax situations.
Right.
As well as the company's corporation tax.
So it's not just knowing, like, the rules for each type of tax separately.
No.
It's understanding how they all kind of
fit together.
Yeah, in a real world situation.
Exactly. In the real world. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they give you tips on how to approach these kinds of questions, even point you to resources.
Oh, fantastic.
That can help you build that, you know, that base understanding.
Especially for people who might be feeling a bit lost.
Yeah.
At the beginning of their TXUK journey.
Absolutely. It can feel overwhelming.
Yeah.
But they're like, don't worry, we've got you.
We've got you. Yeah, exactly.
And this whole interconnectedness thing.
Yeah.
It comes up again in the DATA scenario.
Yeah.
Where they focus on the ins and outs of self-employment income. Right.
They want to see that you get things like allowable deductions, capital allowances,
yeah.
and the specific rules for different income types.
It's not just about like memorizing facts then.
Right. No, it's not. It's about applying it.
It's about applying what you know.
Yeah, spot on.
To like a practical.
To a real situation.
Situation, yeah.
And that's where this examiner's report is so good.
Okay.
It bridges that gap, that theory practice gap.
Yeah.
Which is honestly crucial for doing well in this exam.
Yeah.
And in your future career as a tax person.
So if we kind of zoom out a bit,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
what's the big takeaway here for someone just starting their TXUK prep?
Don't underestimate this report.
Okay.
It's not just an afterthought. It's like your roadmap to success, especially if you're new to all this.
Right.
Use it to guide your studying, you know, prioritize the tricky bits.
Yeah.
And start building that connection between what the books say and what happens in real life.
From day one.
From day one. Yeah. It's like having a secret weapon almost, isn't it?
It is. It gives you that insider perspective.
Insider knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about understanding the whole syllabus.
Yeah.
You know, paying attention to detail, connecting theory to practice.
Right.
What other, like, nuggets of wisdom does this examiner's report have?
Well, one thing they emphasize is exam technique, which is more than just knowing the stuff, right?
Right.
It's about managing your time, staying calm under pressure,
yeah.
and presenting your answers clearly and concisely.
Right. And those are skills that are useful.
Oh, for sure.
Not just for the exam.
Beyond the exam, in any career.
In any career, yeah.
Absolutely. In the real world.
Yeah.
And they give you tips on how to actually develop these skills.
Yeah.
Like practicing under timed conditions, getting feedback on your answers.
Right.
So it's not just about cramming. Yeah. It's about honing those essential exam skills.
And those professional skills.
Absolutely, yeah.
For the future.
And remember, everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, the key is to be prepared, use the resources you have, and just approach it with a positive attitude.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Yeah. It's about, like, the long game.
No,
and
it is.
Not just, you know, a quick sprint.
It's the finish line.
Now, building on that whole exam technique thing,
all right.
there's another point they make that I think is really important, especially when you're new to TXUK.
Okay.
It's about those Section B questions, the objective test case ones.
Right.
The examiner points out that those often need you to, like, pull information from different parts of the scenario.
So it's not enough to just know the individual tax rules.
No.
It's about seeing how they connect within a specific case.
Exactly, like putting a puzzle together.
Yep.
You've got all these pieces scattered around the scenario.
Yeah.
And you've got to figure out how they all fit to make the whole picture.
Gotcha.
You know.
Can you give me an example of what that looks like?
Sure. Think about those questions about expansion LTD and their capital gains.
Right, right. To get those right, you needed more than just knowing about rollover relief.
Yeah.
You had to look at all their different asset disposals, when they bought stuff, even those little things like legal fees, clearing costs.
Yeah.
It's about developing that big picture thinking.
Right.
Seeing how different parts of the case affect the tax side of things.
So it's like being a detective almost.
Yeah, kind of.
Gathering clues.
Yeah, connecting the dots.
Yeah.
Building your case for your answers.
Sounds challenging, but also pretty fun.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's a skill that'll help you after the exam, too.
Right.
In the real world of tax, you're always dealing with messy situations.
Yeah, makes sense.
Having to piece things together from all over the place.
The report also mentions, like, showing your workings clearly.
Yes.
And explaining your logic.
Huge, especially when you're starting out.
Why is that so important?
It's all about showing the examiner what you know.
Right.
They need to see how you got to your answer.
Yeah.
Not just the final number. Clear workings prove you've used the right ideas.
Right. Not just lucked into it.
Exactly. And it can even get you some points if your final answer is a bit off.
Oh, okay.
So it's like leaving a trail for them to follow.
Yeah, like breadcrumbs.
Yeah, guiding them through your thinking.
Your thought process.
Exactly. And it helps you too, not just the examiner.
Right.
Keeps you organized, stops you from making silly errors.
Right.
Make sure you're actually answering the right question.
It's like a safety net almost.
It is. Stops you going completely off track.
So to wrap all this up.
Yeah.
What's the main message here?
I think the examiner's report is saying for anyone starting TX UK prep.
Yeah.
It's not just about memorizing the textbook. It's about becoming a tax professional.
Right. Getting those skills, that mindset.
Exactly. It's about reading carefully, thinking critically.
Yeah.
Communicating clearly.
And of course.
Oh, and of course.
Practice, practice, practice.
Always. That's key.
So embrace the challenge. Use this report as your guide.
It's a fantastic resource.
It is.
And remember, everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah.
With the right prep and the right attitude, you've got this.
And don't forget, we've got that full examiner's report linked in the show notes.
Go check it out.
Yeah, for you to really dig into.
Best of luck with your TX UK journey.
Best of luck.